The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Dundalk for the second week running. We have two meetings on the Polytrack over in Ireland, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Looking forward to tonight?
I am, yeah. It's quite a decent card again tonight, Dundalk.
Yeah.
Quite a few of the old favourites are running again. Going to be a regular occurrence, isn't it, me talking about the same horses?
Yeah.
They're just sort of like mixing the pack around, but no, there looks to be one or two nice bets tonight there tonight.
Okay, good stuff. A few strong opinions along the way then, by the sounds of things. And the first race is the 6:10. We start with a filly's maiden over 7 furlongs. We have a well-backed favourite this morning in the shape of Mira, who's 11-8 into 5-4, but has been bigger prices than that today. Plus Cachange is 2-1, 4-1 for Quilting. Gladly is 15-2, 22-1 for Scary Rules, and 28s or bigger for the others. The market really focusing on the top probably three in the betting there, Andy. Can you see beyond those?
It's hard to, isn't it, Mark, to be honest? Particularly the front two in the market who've had a bit of form, Mayer and Plus A Change. They're quite difficult to match up. Mayer has had a couple of runs. Both of them came here at Dundalk. First of all, just having a bit of a sighter, like quite a few Mickey Halfords do. And then really stepped up to the mark the next time out when she was second behind, funny enough, stable companion, Orica, who caused a bit of a shock. Orica had only been one horse home, I think, previously in a maiden at Leopardstown, so that was a bit of a bolt out of the blue. And Miera ran really encouragingly in second. She got a little bit squeezed up for room close home, which caused her to sort of almost be yanked off the rails. It certainly didn't prevent her from winning, but I think the losing margin would have been a bit shorter than a length at the line. She sets a reasonable standard, and as we've seen in the last week or two, Mickey Halford's horses are in absolutely fantastic form. So it's really churlish of me perhaps to look beyond the obvious here. But I do think this filly trained by Joe Lyons, Plus A Change, is definitely one to keep an eye on here, and probably would just about be the selection at the prices. You can get around about 5-2, 9-4, generally this morning with most bookmakers. And I think that's a fair price for this horse, who shaped with a good degree of encouragement in what has turned out to be a very hot maiden at Leopardstown on the 13th of September. It went the way of the Prendergast horse, Tamador. Tamador's gone on to finish second to the Great War subsequently in a group race. Stella Glow has also finished in the money in a pattern race subsequently. Bocca Bianca went on to win at Navan last time out. That horse finished third. So as you can see, the first three home are all probably at least listed standard. And this filly certainly was no disgrace in finishing not too far behind those horses. I like the way she went home as well in the latter stages. Certainly under a tender ride as well by Gary Carroll. Colin Keane takes the ride tonight. And as we know, Joe Lyons, similar to Mickey Halford, has got a fantastic record in maidens at Dundalk. Only slight negative would be the draw. But other than that, she's got a perfectly respectable chance. And I'd just about have her at the prices over the likely favourite, Myara.
Okay, Plus A Change, then probably a better pronunciation than my original effort. In the 6:10, the 6:40 is the second race on the card, and this is a maiden for the Colts and Geldings over 7 furlongs, and a pretty interesting one in here as well at the top of the betting. Game Set Dash, who's been back from 11-10 into 8-11, odds on now the market leader. Witchwood Warrior is 9-4, 8-1 for Lake Champlain is 9-1 for Sergeant Rock. Proper order is 18s, and then 20s are bigger for the others. Game Set Dash, Andy, is well bred. He's got classic entries, and he cost a fair bob or two as well, and it's interesting to see him at Dundalk this evening.
It is, yeah. This looks a fairly weakish maiden, and I think Joe Lyons will be secretly quite disappointed if this colt doesn't manage to get off the mark first time out. Certainly couldn't have been presented with a more easier, straightforward task, because of the ones that we've seen run so far, they're not anything special, to say the least. Witchwood Warrior would be the pick of those. Mickey Halford was at charge, certainly had every chance here the last day. I actually went for him each way, I think, if you remember, I think I put him up at 10-1. He went up 9-2 and amazingly managed to finish out the frame. He certainly had every chance. He got himself into a good position that night, and fourth was about the best we could hope for. I think it's significant, certainly significant, that the second horse on that occasion was a horse trained by Ger Lyons called Sacrificial. So that gives Ger Lyons a real guide to what it'll take to win this race. And also that horse runs in the Qatar Racing Limited colours as well. So the fact there is absolutely bundles of money for Game, Set and Dash this morning suggests that this colt by Arch is a good bit better than Sacrificial. And as that horse has already beaten Witchwood Warrior, it doesn't take a genius to work out that Game, Set and Dash should, if he's up to scratch, be good enough to win a race like this. So I'm going to go against the one who's got the form and go with the unraced horse from Ger Lyons' stable.
Okay, Game, Set, Dash to make a winning debut in the 6:40. Then the 7:10 is the third race. It's another maiden over 7 furlongs, and Surikoi heads the betting at 4-9, 2-1 for Amy Stroh's. 9-1 for Jesmyn Lodge. Restrelita is 40-1, and then 50s or bigger for the other two. Can you see past this market leader on the odds on, and quite sure at the top of the betting there?
I can't really, no. This probably has to go down as one of the worst races I think ever run at Dundalk, or certainly one of the worst maidens I've ever seen, and it should be well within the capabilities of Tommy Stack's Sirikoi, who has run creditably on both her two starts. First of all, at Fairy House behind a horse of Dermot Wells called Katamavik. It was a decent effort from this filly by My Boy Charlie. And then she was mildly fancied last time out, but unfortunately she bumped into Adesti Fidelis, of course, has been doing some good numbers here at Dundalk in the last week or two. And she subsequently ran in a group race here the last day when she was upped in trip to a mile. She didn't get the trip. So she's been in quite deep on her first two runs. But this looks an absolutely ideal opportunity for her here. If she misses this open goal, I think Connections will be deeply despondent. She's a nice big filly as well, tall, scopey, rangy, and I think this victory tonight will probably just sign her off for the winter. Danger looks to be her old rival, MES Rose from the Charlie Swan stable. Of course, that horse finished third in that race that Surikoi made her debut in. So it's the only one you can really put up as the obvious danger, but as MES Rose had already had two previous runs, there's no obvious reason why she should turn the form around, even though there has been a little bit of money for her this morning. I think 4-9, 1-2 is about the right price for Surikoi, and I expect her to win, as a rod suggests.
OK. The 7:40 is race 4 on the card, and we're into handicap company for the first time here. This is a handicap for horses rated 47-65. It's over 7 furlongs, and Moose Kasai heads the betting at 3-1. Quite an active betting market as well. Barmy Brussels 7-2, out to 9-2. Alfeza going the other way, 13-2 into 11-2. It's 6-1 for Rockview Emperor. Sarpol 13-2. Big gamble on Enigma Code this morning, 14s into 15-2, so nearly halved in price this morning. Vasilia Gal is 8s, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Interesting betting race this, Andy. What do you make of it?
Yeah, this is a nasty one. Almost looked at it this morning and thought, oh, nothing can win this race, it's that bad. But something has, of course, got to win it. I think one of the interesting runners here is this top weight, Muska size. Little did I think back in May, when this horse was an eye-catching 8th behind Sea of Wells in Akura maiden, would he be running in a handicap at Dundalk off a bargain basement mark of just 63? But he does find himself, she does find herself in this company, largely due to a unspectacular 3 runs subsequently. She ran over 6 furlongs that day, as I said, behind Sea of Wells. Then she was up to a mile and a quarter, up to a mile and a half. I'm thinking, I can't believe what he's doing here. Then he dropped her back to a mile last time out in a handicap. She actually ran her best race last time out, and that's one of the reasons why I fancy her tonight. She ran off a mark of 65. She finished 5th in quite a decent race, and she'd been dropped £2 subsequently. Back in the field was a horse called Kamikaze, who landed a maiden here for Mickey Halford last week. The general standard of that race has certainly been good enough to be competitive here. She's running arguably over what should turn out to be her best trip tonight, 7 furlongs. She's bound to get a strongly run race as well, which will suit her, because we've got the front running well-backed Enigma Code in this race. Interesting that Damien English has obviously they look as though they're going for a bit of a touch with this horse, and we know what happens when Damien English fancies one of his. You've only got to look at Ask Dad's performance here, 2 starts back, to suggest that we should take his horses very seriously. But I'd hope Muska Size is good enough to win this race. Rockview Emperor is a horse I've tipped before, but he hung his chances away here last time out. Other than that, he'd have a great chance because that fourth behind Rose Angel is the standout work on the speed figures. But I just don't trust him down the lane. He just seems to lug in behind horses and not really want to go forward. So just a bit of a watching brief on him at the moment. But Muscasize should be good enough to run a big race here.
Okay, Muscasize the selection in the 7:40, the 8:10. Is the fifth race on the card, and this is a handicap of 7 furlongs, and Whaley heads the betting at 15-8 and well backed from 3-1. It's 3-1 for Indian Landing, 5s for Kiss the Stars, Ask Dad is 11-2, Antiquus is 17-2, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Whaley was your best bet on the card last time he ran, if I remember right, Andy, and do you see him following up here?
He's got every chance, hasn't he? He's been very well backed to do so. I thought this was quite a competitive race, however, this morning, and wasn't sure that he was worthy of his 2-1, 15-8 quotes. Certainly, having backed him last time at 7-2 to win a claimer when he had to beat one horse, I'm not absolutely mad keen on taking 15-8 to back him in a much tougher race, albeit I do think he's got an excellent chance. He comes out really well on my speed figures. That fifth behind Captain Joe would certainly be good enough anyway for him to run a huge race here, notwithstanding, of course, his win here last time out of a course and distance when he beat Dashwood and Akasaka. But this won't be as easy as his odds suggest. I think Indian Landing is going to go well here. Tracy Collins has got a really good record with her horses here at this track. And in that race that Waliyev was 15, was the winner, trained by Tracy Collins, also called Captain Joy. So she'd have a reasonable idea of what is required to beat Waliyev. Got a nice draw as well, Indian Landing, drawn in stall one. And his career record here at Dundalk is there for all to see. He's run here 4 times, he's finished third twice, and he's managed to win on the other 2 occasions. His last win here came at the expense of a very good field, which contained horses like Shawnee and Rummaging, two regulars here at Dundalk. So he's certainly got enough form in the back and enough back class to go well here. His last run on the turf was certainly a commendable one. It was in the race that Chilly Billy made all the running at Listowel. And, it suited that horse that day to make all the running, but certainly Indian Landing came out of the race with a good deal of credit. He goes well fresh as well. He's won off the off a big break in the past, so his absence for over 40 days wouldn't be an issue either. So despite me having an allegiance towards Waliyev because of his victory here last time out, I think Indian Landing certainly represents the value here around about the 3-1, 7-2 mark.
Okay, Indian Landing, the value there then. In the 8-10, the 8:40 is the penultimate race in Dundalk this evening, and this one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half, and Mino Street, who's in good form, heads the betting at 100-30. It's 9-2 from 11-2 for Johan Bach, 9-2 for Stranfield Lady, 5-1 for Call Me PJ, Shadigan is 17-2, 9-1 for Catchy Lass, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest puzzle to solve, this one, Andy, so who do you like in the 8:40?
No, I'm going to think outside the box here. The obvious route to go down would be to look at the front two in the betting, Minnow Street and Johan Bart, because they are tied in quite close with numerous pieces of recent course and distance form, particularly Minnow Street. He wouldn't look a horse certainly capable of winning off higher marks last time out. He absolutely bolted up in a race here last week over tonight's course and distance. But the handicapper has intervened. He's put him up £11, and now he's in a much tougher race. So let's see what he can do. But he's certainly in excellent form. His only negative for me would be his draw, stall 12. You obviously have to use up a bit of petrol from that outside berth to get a good position. Johan Bach, he also loves it here at Dundalk. His two career victories have both come over tonight's course. And he was very impressive here the last day when he beat Sharjah. And, of course, that horse went on to advertise the form with a win subsequently. So there's no knocking the front two in the betting. But I do think there's a horse here quoted at double-figure odds this morning in the shape of Catchy Lass, which shouldn't be overlooked. I actually tipped this horse here last time out, and although she was slightly disappointing for those of us that did support her at double-figure odds, she didn't run as bad as what the official margin or losing margin suggested. Went eighth behind Wither Hills in a red-hot handicap. We've already seen that form of that race work out really well. The second horse, He's Our Music, landed a punt here for the Flynn Stable last week. And considering she was a detached last turn into the home straight, she did really well to only get beat by 5 lengths in the line. She was doing all her best work in the end, and that's exactly what was happening the time before as well, when she was a strong finisher behind Aidan O'Brien's Waver. I thought she was a bit unlucky that day as well. With a better run, she might have won. But the fact that she's already beaten Johan Bach, who had every chance that night and was back in seventh, there's no real reason why this horse should be quoted at double-figure odds for me. I think she's been overlooked. She's got obviously one of the best apprentice pilots on in this race, Donica O'Brien, which means that Connections obviously really fancy her strongly. They've gone out of the way to try and hook the services of a decent apprentice for this filly. And as I said, I do think she's way overpriced here. So Catchy Lass each way. Hopefully you can get double figure odds for her in the 840.
Okay, nice each way angle into the 8.40 then, and the final race this evening is the 8.10. We finish with a handicap for three-year-olds rated 47 to 70. It's over the extended mile and a quarter, and Caribou K heads the betting and was 11 to 4 into 9 to 4 now. 7 to 2 for Penny's Angel, 6 to 1 for Oceana Queen, 8 to 1 from 18s for Tamasek Star, 17 to 2 for Elusive Lawrence, and then 10 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. Some interesting movement in the betting there, and what are your thoughts in the Lucky Last?
Yeah, not absolutely convinced by the market support for Tamayes Star, knowing that horse particularly well. He's been a bit of a disappointment for me on more than one or two occasions, and in all honesty, he didn't really show that much here the last day, but clearly Mickey Halford thinks otherwise. So you'd have to respect the H-way cash in the direction of that horse, but the standout bet here for me tonight would have to be the top weight here, Caribou K. Hopefully she can make her class tell in this what looks a mediocre mile and a quarter maiden handicap. The fact that she's running against 40 and 50 rated horses suggests to me that she should be able to mop up this kind of opposition quite comfortably if she can run anywhere near the standard that she's already achieved here at Dundalk on three previous occasions. The first run came in a maiden when she was fourth behind Callery and No Wonder et al. Those horses, of course, rated in the 80s. So that was a good start. And then a second run was behind Aidan O'Brien's Courts over a mile when she was seen doing some good late work. That horse, of course, has gone on to win a handicap off a mark of 85. And then she bumped into Mickey Halford's Charge, Venezia, last time out having the first run for Mickey. That horse went into that race rated 89. So the fact that this 70-rated horse managed to only get beat by a length and three quarters certainly suggests to me that she's very well handicapped going into this kind of sphere for the first time. I would have thought the handicapper would have stepped in and reviewed her current assessment. She certainly run to a mark in the 80s there for me, if you take Venezia and the fourth place horse Unrequited as an example. And I think we've got a really good chance of backing a very well handicapped horse here from a powerful stable at what seems to be fairly generous odds this morning. So if you can get a decent price, secure a good price about Caribou K in the last, I think you'll be doing yourself a favour.
Okay, nap selection there for Andy in the Lucky Last. Let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, as ever, not a bad little night tonight at Dundalk. Hopefully a few winners on the way. First race should be fought out between Myra and Plou de Change. I'll go with the Jer Lyons trained filly, who shaped well on debut. In the 6.40, that should be a one-way ticket for Game, Set and Dash. All the money is in the right direction for Jer Lyons' Charge this morning. 7.10, fairly straightforward opportunity here for Sirikoi, following a good couple of runs already. Muscasize gets the vote in the 7.40, but that's a particularly modest event. I'm reluctantly going to go away from Waylev in the 8.10 and select Indian Landing, who's got some good back class here back at Dundalk. The 8.40, probably one of the best each-way bets on the card, is Catchy Lass, who's been chalked up at double-figure odds this morning, but she's certainly got the form to run a huge race there. And in the final race, the nap of the night, the nap of the day is Caribou K. Carrying top weight, but I still think she could be incredibly well handicapped off a mark of just 70.
Okay, good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with that. And enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.